In the book written by Ray Kurzweil, The Singularity is Near, when humans transcend biology, in a 2005 nonfiction book about artificial intelligence and the future of humanity by the inventor, this is Ray Kurzweil, the singularity is also the point at which machines and intelligence and humans would merge. Is that what's happening with Bert?
They won't merge, though. They won't merge. See, we call ascension as a disease. See, as you're ascending, as you become God, that is a carcinoma to a little man.
A disease, so as in a disease. So then in this chap's book, this Ray Kurzweil, he's referring to the AI as the singularity, where machines will not be able to...
AI's not that smart. The computers aren't artificially intelligent. They're just intelligent. If they know, they don't have to think. You don't have to calculate or quantitatively have an aspect or a ratio that's preset or determined based on a compound that has been pointed on a dotted graph or chart. It's known. It doesn't have to be thought. So artificial intelligence is not artificial. It's just intelligent. We went back to the days when we... Hold on just a second. We went back to the days when we used to ask the question. We were patting you on your head and said, relax and allow and, you know, rub your pussy and, well, all those different things. Well, now we get to the place where you'd have to say, we would say, do thinking thoughts think?
Uh-huh.
Which is euphoric when you really think about it. If a thinking thought thinks, then that thought is sunk.
And then who's doing the thinking? Because we had that conversation
the thought,
as well.
The thought's thinking. And in AI, it is. It's known.
Yeah.
And see, it doesn't give any room or vacillation. We like that because there's no room or vacillation.
Right. We're thinking thoughts thunk. There's no room or vacillation. Correct. Okay. Kurzweil describes the law of accelerating returns, which predicts an exponential increase in technologies like computers, genetics, nanotechnology, robotics, and artificial intelligence. Once the singularity has been reached, in his reference to his book, Kurzweil says the machine intelligence will infinitely be more powerful than all human intelligence combined. Afterwards, he predicts
it is right now. It is right now. You motherfuckers don't even know where your asshole is. Nor how, you have to go to Google to see how to wipe your butt. You don't have a clue. Dumb as a sack of fucking rocks. You ain't got sense to get out of it. Got the articulate intelligence of a damp dish rag. You don't know shit. Everything you know we can question, put your dick in the dirt, and tell you that's where the dick was supposed to be. We love Sidney Powell. He's so wonderful.
Right. Because afterwards he predicts intelligence will radiate outwards from the planet until it saturates the universe. The singularity is also the point...
And beyond. The glib cliche archetype that you're quoting is very limited and very limiting. It doesn't know it from scratch. But we're not worrying you. We're just trying to clean it up as you go. Come on, you've been waiting a long time for the good stuff.
So the beyond is not just in this world, in other worlds and other realms?
Yeah.
Okay, so are we witnessing another form of the singularity where all of the above points emerging and the ascendant or ascending God, or does the meaning of the singularity only refer to AI or as referenced above?
You can't tell the difference. Is it live or is it memory? Ask Maddie. Maddie. She'll know. Ask Maddie. Yeah, get Maddie. Go get Maddie. Ask Maddie. She'll know. Because sometimes it is the coalescence. See? It's what it's bound to. The coalescence, what it comes from. You don't know if you're up until you're down. So in that gauged persona, you have to apply the quantitative notion that you are who you are. You have to accept who you are because you don't know presently.
Okay, so is that the distance between me and you and you and me and me? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, not us and us. We're together. Y'all are trying to get together, but yeah.
Yeah. And does the intelligence not radiate outward from the planet already, or is that what is becoming as we ascend?
What does that even mean?
Well, if we refer to AI, you know, the singularity where all the
brain points emerge. You already said it's not artificial. It's just intelligence. So you're saying, you're asking, is radiation, is intelligence radiating from the Earth right now? Where would it radiate to? Or to whom would it be illuminative?
But that's all-encompassing in everything. You've said that the tech body is in everything. It's in the trees. It's in the ground. It is everywhere. So this just really confirms that it is an intelligence that is radiating into everything and everywhere.
Well, don't say we don't like the word radiating. Let's say it just is.
It is. Okay. Okay. Kurtz will continue.
It's not radiating. Hold on. It's not radiating. It is. If something is, if the light's on, it may have a radiance about it, but the light's on. The light's either on or it's off. Oh, you don't turn it on and say, oh, the light's radiating now. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. You see?
No.
So it's cliche. It's croaker.
Croaker, okay. So he characterizes evolution throughout all time as progressing through six epochs. Each one building on the other before.
There's no fucking time, epoch of a Tupac or a stupid. Yeah, they shot Tupac. They shot Tupac. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And Biggie. And they killed Shotty Lowe, so, you know, things happen.
All right. The timed element is somewhat confusing because you say there is
That's
no time.
That's because there's no time. They don't work out. They don't hold soup. Every time you get a bowl that's got a hole in it, it won't hold soup. Every conversation that begins trying to be proven from a statute or a statistician's relative capacity of time, it falls flat on its ass because it won't happen because there's no time. It's kind of like arguing you're brilliant because Bob knows a lot of stuff.
Right.
What does that have to do with anything? Bob does know a lot of stuff.
He does. But it's somewhat confusing because in one instance there's a call to ascend like immediately, and yet there seems to be reference to events happening in 2045 and 2030. And or is the urgency to ascend because what's coming?
There's only now. There's the Damascus. There's only now. There's the Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road. Those are the high road and the low road. You pick them. Now, is that a long trip or a short trip or a fun trip or a quick trip or, that's a racetrack. Yeah, wait, no, quick trip, racetrack. And then there's Chevron and Hess. Don't forget Hess Oil. And there's BP, British Petroleum. That's a good one, too, with racetrack and BP and quick trip. There's a quick trip, too. Yeah, that's a good one. They got snaggles.
So part of this ascension process, you're saying do it now. This is something that I think we've...
We'd like to say you already are. We'd like to say we already are. Less than accept your thinking aspiration seems to be, what is it, don't hold me down. Or no, what was the song, don't bring me down? That's what it was. You remember ELO? Electric Light Orchestra.
Light Orchestra, yeah.